Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Healy returns with a new faction at WWE SummerSlam. Two character turns at SummerSlam. Brock Lesnar flips a ring at SummerSlam. And Johnny Gargano addresses those rumors of his impending WWE return. Hello and welcome to What Culture Wrestling here with myself, Andrew Pollard. On this fine Sunday, the solo Sunday news, of course, be sure to like, subscribe, comment, follow, share, yada, yada, yada. Most importantly, though, be sure to have a very, very good Sunday, whatever you're doing. If you've got big plans, no plans, zero plans, whatever you're up to, I hope it goes really cool for you. But speaking of cool, I really enjoyed SummerSlam last night, WWE's latest premium live event. Just to throw it out there, there was a live coverage of it last night, a watch-along with Michael Hamflett and Phil Chambers, so go and check that out if you fancy it. And also there's a nice little wrap-up that the guys did after that as well, a separate video, basically what went down at SummerSlam. And what went down at SummerSlam in the opening match was the return, we've all been waiting for it, of Bayley. Poor Bayley, who has been out of action for, not just out of action for a year, but she's not been in front of a wrestling crowd. Obviously, there was WrestleMania, 37? But other than that, she's not been in front of a crowd for since before the pandemic, because, of course, Bayley, one of the MVPs of the Thunderdome era, the empty arena era, and cruelly as a twist of fate, just as WWE was getting set to be in front of fans again, Bayley suffered a torn ACL injury, which has kept her on the shelf for a year, but she's back, and she's not alone, because if you have not seen SummerSlam, after Becky Lynch came up short against Bianca Belair, it was Bayley that came out to the ring to confront Bianca Belair, the Raw Women's Champion, of course. But she stopped halfway down the ramp, and then Dakota Kai's music hit. Dakota Kai, who has been out of WWE since April. Now, and obviously it wasn't just Dakota Kai, because then we got Io Shirai, now going by the name of Io Sky, spelt capitalized, all capital letters. I loved it, because then this, not only is Dakota Kai back in WWE, because I'm a big Dakota Kai fan, man, captain of Team Kick. It was such a shame to see her not make it to the main roster, because she was in NXT for years. She worked a load of dark matches before Raw and SmackDowns. She works in WWE main event tapings, where it was all basically management were assessing her to potentially call her up to the main roster. Then they didn't call her up to the main roster, and then Dakota Kai just basically went, I'm not going to be signing any new contracts. I'm not going to be renewing with you guys. So WWE released it in April. So it's clearly Triple H is a big fan of Dakota Kai. Triple H, of course, Paul Levesque, who's now in charge of WWE Creative. Clearly, he's brought her back into the fold. He's brought up Io Shirai. Io Shirai, who, Io Sky, as we now have to call her, was only, about 2 weeks ago, the big story was that Io was going to be leaving WWE and heading back to Japan in the near future. Clearly, that's not the case. For now, it looks like she's going to be on Raw with Dakota Kai, with Bayley. They had their face-to-face with Bianca Belair. And not just that, Bianca Belair then was joined in the ring by Becky Lynch, who was seemingly turned babyface. Now, this came on the back of after the match. There was a handshake of respect from Becky Lynch. She offered a handout. Bianca Belair kind of weighed up whether to accept that offer because, hey, big time Bex is a heel, you know, underhand antics and all that shenanigans. They had the handshake. They had a hug. They shared some words in the ring. And then that seems to be now that Becky Lynch has turned babyface, coming to the side of Bianca when confronted with the 3-on-1 odds against the heel. And we'll see where that goes from here on out. But that wasn't the only character turn, because it also looks like Ronda Rousey is back to being a heel. And I'm very happy with that. People going into SummerSlam, everybody was kind of like, how are we going to get around this Liv Morgan? Ronda Rousey match, because on paper it seemed, and that's the whole part of the story, Liv Morgan, the underdog, on paper it seemed impossible for Ronda Rousey to lose and come up short against Liv Morgan for the SmackDown Women's Championship. Of course, Liv cashed in the Money in the Bank to take that belt from Ronda, but it was like, you don't want Liv to lose already, because, I mean, that just, if she lost the belt already, then it just makes her look useless. And you don't want Ronda to lose, because it's Ronda Rousey, and it seems implausible for her to lose because of her legitimacy. But they managed to pull it off quite well, I thought. It was only a 4-minute match, and where basically Ronda locked in an armbar on Liv Morgan. And as Liv was about to tap, well, as she did tap, the referee counted the 3 count on Ronda, because Liv had kind of counted it into a pinning combination. So there was the 3 count. Liv Morgan got the official win, but then on the replay, you see when the ref gets to 2, Liv Morgan's tapping out. So Ronda rightly had a gripe there, as in like, come on, man, she tapped out. And so after the match, then she attacked Liv Morgan and put her back in the armbar, then attacked the referee, put him in an armbar, and it seems we have got back to heel Ronda Rousey. And I am very, very happy about that. It's easy, it seems. It seems like the cool thing to do is to, like, just like, I don't know, what's the term? Just to dunk on Ronda Rousey. I think Ronda Rousey's great. Yes, she's not the best promo in the world. She doesn't need to be. Just let her be Ronda Rousey. That first run she had with the company was fantastic. There's been some great parts of her second run, and hopefully this heals her, because she's a natural heel. She hates us. She hates me. She hates you. She doesn't like wrestling fans. She doesn't like people, really. And I'm cool with that. It's fine, but allow that to play into her character. And just let her be that badass that she can be. And I'm totally here for that. What other news do we have? Oh, yes, of course. How can I forget? Probably the most striking visual, well, easily the most striking visual coming out of SummerSlam, and an image and some footage that we are going to be seeing for years and years and years to come, is Brock Lesnar, Cowboy Brock, in a tractor flipping, or attempting to flip over the ring at SummerSlam last night. It was nuts. It was insane. It was a great main event. Of course, it was the last man standing match between Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns for the, let me get it right, the undisputed WWE Universal Championship. Hey, nice mouthful that is. Roman, of course, did win. It took several spears. It took some Superman punches. It took some super kicks from the Usos. It took a couple of title shots. It took a couple of Money in the Bank briefcase shots, because, of course, Theory got involved. So you had all of this happen to Brock. Then he got piled on with a load of rubble by the Usos, and eventually, finally, stayed down for the 10 count. Roman Reigns is still your undisputed WWE Universal Champion. But yeah, the big story coming out of this is just the sight of Brock Lesnar behind the wheel of a tractor, trying to flip the ring, lifting up what it's just, I've been watching wrestling for 30 years by now, more than that. But it's one of those truly unique visuals that I have never seen anything like it. I've never seen anybody go to the ring in a tractor, I don't think, let alone try to flip the ring. So in case you haven't seen it, I'm sure there's going to be images here, because editor Ryan's really good at that stuff. That just Brock drove the tractor. The tractor was there because Brock brought it to the ring as part of his entrance. He had his flannel, sleeveless flannel shirt on, had his cowboy hat on, and then he made his entrance by driving the tractor to the ring with the little loading bit at the front was over the ring. Brock got onto that, so he just stood there staring down at Roman Reigns, got the mic, did his own introduction, and then just dived at Roman Reigns. It started hard. It was a really great match. It was a really fun match. It's hard to describe this because it's just something so unique and bizarre, and like, it's hard to process when you're watching it. It's like, am I seeing this? I'm not used to seeing this in wrestling. But yeah, it was cool. It was brilliant. It was crazy. It was nuts. Now, Johnny Gargano. There's no transition. And that's just Brock Lesnar doing a thing with a tractor. There's no way to transition from that to Johnny Gargano. But Johnny Gargano, of course, has been very much in the news again this past week, because Paul Levesque, Triple H, is now heading up WWE Creative, which, of course, has added plentiful speculation to Johnny Wrestling returning to the WWE fold, obviously on the main roster. And Gargano himself has addressed these rumors now on his latest Twitch stream. I've got it here. He said to those watching, his viewers watching him stream, just saying that basically, if you ask that question, ask if I'm going to WWE, I'm just going to have my moderator is going to delete the comment. It's just a waste of your time, blah, 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 blah. So he didn't give an answer on where he's going to go, where he's going to appear next, if he's going to sign with WWE, if he's going to sign with AEW, if he's going to go somewhere else. But he did say that, I will say that I'm pretty much where I'd like to call TV lean. I'm not takeover lean yet, but I am TV lean, to where I could show up on television at any point and I could be in good shape. There we go. And as he puts, I know it's going to take a life of itself. And there we go. And it is, because I'm reporting about this on a news video. But yeah, it's Johnny's basically saying that, like, look, I'm in shape. I'm in enough shape. I'm in good enough shape so I can appear on TV. Maybe not for a big show like a takeover where it's all it's just that sort of spectacle. But I'm ready to go on TV, brother. And we'll see where that is, because of course Johnny Gargano stepped away from professional wrestling really in December. His contract ran out because him and Candice, his wife Candice LeRae, were expecting their first child. They since had a son whose name is on the tip of my tongue. I completely forgot it. Quill. Star-Lord, Peter Quill. There we go, from Guardians of the Galaxy. They had their first child in February, and so now the attention is on where is Johnny Wrestling going to turn up next? Is he going to go back to WWE? There was already talk beforehand, before Triple H got his new role, that Johnny may end up back in the WWE fold. I mean, he's talked about in interviews that he still dreams of winning the Intercontinental Championship. He still dreams of competing at WrestleMania. And obviously, there are two things you could only do in WWE. And so since Triple H has now got creative control, well, he is the head of WWE Creative, then you're thinking, right, WWE all of a sudden seems like a lot more of an interesting proposition for somebody like Johnny Gargano. Who knows?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Right, some quick questions to run through. I will try and be quick. Hector Garcia III, hey Hector. # Happy Solo Sunday. Based on how he got his stars on Black and Gold NXT and now being in charge of creative, which of his former NXT stars might see a big push from Triple H? My bet would be on Shayna Baszler, but also hoping for Finn Balor and Ricochet. Please, please, Hector, let's get this into existence. Let's talk it through. Yes, Shayna Baszler. Let's all put our hands together, touch the screens, brothers and sisters, and let's just collectively pray for Shayna Baszler to get something decent to do. I'd be all for pairing her with Ronda Rousey now that Ronda's seemingly turned heel. But yeah, just Shayna, of all the people, I could sit here and talk for literally all day. This video could last, where you look at who's come out of NXT and what's happened to them and how they've been mistreated, misused on the main roster or just not even given a fair chance. Shayna Baszler she debuted so hard. I mean, the neck biting thing with Becky Lynch, that was naff. That was awful. But then you had that Elimination Chamber where she just wrecked everybody. And you had that awesome visual of Shayna Baszler where you've got Asuka behind the chamber part and they're just like staring each other down, waiting for their moment. Oh man, I'm getting goosebumps talking about that. But yes, Shayna Baszler, please. I'd like to think we're going to get a bit more for Tommaso Ciampa to do. Maybe we'll get some proper Ciampa and AJ Styles matches that aren't just quick TV matches that are part of a greater storyline. I just want to see, like, up to do with The Miz. I want to see Tommaso Ciampa break out on his own. Triple H, clearly, again, like Johnny Gargano, Tommaso Ciampa was one of Triple H's kind of trusted lieutenants, I guess you could say, in NXT. So, yeah, maybe all of a sudden Butch disappears and this Pete Dunne fella turns up. I'd be for that. Judgment Day, you have to think, as well, are going to get a lot of love from Triple H because Finn Balor, Damian Priest, Rhea Ripley are three people. Again, three of his NXT darlings, three people he saw big things in, who gave big spotlights to. So maybe you get some more from them. Right. Brian George. Hey, Brian. Hello, good sir. I had a thought on the retirement of Vince McMahon. I know Trips had a cardiac event and had to retire, but is there a chance he saw the writing on the wall and came back knowing Vince was going to retire? Or do you think it's all a coincidence? I think it's all a coincidence, really. I think it's a coincidence of timing. I think Triple H was always going to come back into the fold in some form when he was healthy enough to. We've seen already that he kind of got back involved a little bit with NXT. Not too much, but he got back involved. He was back in the office at WWE. He's back doing executive duties. And I just think the Vince stuff, I mean, who knows? Maybe, obviously, Triple H being the son-in-law, maybe some of Vince's inner circle knew that there were some things that maybe were going to come out at some point in time. I don't think anyone could have predicted when that stuff was going to come out, what the full details of that stuff would be, what the ramifications of that would be in terms of Vince having to step away and retire, because nobody thought Vince McMahon would ever retire. I think I speak for a lot of people when I say I thought Vince McMahon would be running that ship until the day he died, and he isn't anymore. You have to retire. That's how bad this whatever's coming out is. It's like, this is the most stubborn person in the history of professional wrestling, the most pig-headed, hard-headed, sometimes genius in the past, sometimes what are you doing, you idiot, in more recent years. But this is somebody that we never thought would ever walk away. So it is like, what is coming going to come out that's so bad that this person has had to go, like, yeah, no, yeah. So, but no, I think it's all just a coincidence. That was the long answer around that. Right, Mark's holiday day, Mark. What a picture. Again, always on a Sunday, send me your pictures of dogs, cats, pets, anything, whatever. Any animals, I'm always here for. And there we are, Apollo looking like a good boy. Where are we? Morgan Andrew, happy Sunday. Happy Sunday to you, Mark. Thoughts on giving Sheamus or Drew the IC title? Give it to Sheamus. Give it to Sheamus right now. Well, not right now, obviously, because Gunther's got it. And I, in my head, I'm already thinking, right, Survivor Series isn't too far away. That's in November. If we're doing brand versus brand, the champions cross over, as it were. So if you've got Gunther, Walter as the IC champion, and you've got Bobby Lashley as a US champion, I want to see that match. Two big, beefy boys slapping each other around. I'm all for that. So I think right now, it's like I'm more than happy with Gunther to have the IC title. I think Sheamus, I think, will get it. He has to get it at some point, because he's taught himself that's kind of growing up. That was one of the big things he wanted to do, was become Intercontinental Champion. And that's the one thing really he's not done. And he wants to do that before he retires. So I think Sheamus gets it at some point, because what he's won world titles. He's won the US title. He's won tag titles. He's won the Royal Rumble. He's won the King of the Ring. So Sheamus has done everything there is to do apart from win the IC title. And obviously the 24/7 title, but Drew, I think Drew's above that right now. I'm going to get probably some grief for saying this, but I'm dreading. I'm going to Clash at the Castle. That's easy for me to say today, in Cardiff, and I cannot wait. But I'm dreading the sight of the show closing with the sight of Drew McIntyre having beaten Roman Reigns and holding up the two belts, just because it's a UK show. I just don't think Drew's the right person to dethrone Roman. And not yet either. I think there's still a bit more life in this. Porter Strandhausen, oh my word, what a happy cat that is, sleeping away. My cat, she's moved into my new surroundings with me this past week, and she was terrified for like 3 days. Didn't eat, didn't drink, didn't even go to the bathroom. But now she's back to being a complete menace, and I'm half expecting her to come and gate crash this at any second. Happy Sunday. What's a modern wrestling match he feels underrated? For me, one is Gargano versus Aleister Black at War Games 2. # Souls on the News. That's a very good shout. See, one that comes to mind in terms of recent, I don't know if it's underrated or not. But to me, I think that it might have been the Raw before WrestleMania 38, or maybe it was 2 weeks before. It was a Raw leading into WrestleMania 38. It was Alpha Academy versus Team RK-Bro versus the Street Profits, and it was an absolute banger. It was brilliant. It was a phenomenal match. Obviously, they'd run that match back at WrestleMania, but yeah, that was really good. In my head, I rate these matches, but it's like, are they underrated to the masses? Do people just not talk about them enough? I don't know. But I'd say Johnny Gargano versus Tommaso Ciampa in the Cruiserweight Classic when DIY collided, brother. That was great. The first Roman Reigns and Jey Uso match, I really enjoyed that. I know a lot of people didn't. I know a lot of people thought it dragged on. It was long, a bit like my rambling videos here. And it was too slow paced, too glacial, I guess, for some people. Me, I really enjoyed that match. And I think as well, this is just me and my takes. I'd say the ROH pure title tournament they had during the pandemic There were some really underrated matches in that where it just flew under the radar because one, it was the pandemic. Two, it was Ring of Honor, which obviously isn't the most covered of companies at that time and still isn't now. And it was also ROH were just in a completely empty arena. There was no crowd. There was no video walls, obviously. It was just empty. And it was the pure rules. Every match was obviously a pure rules match, which I love. But I know, again, some people don't. But I mean, there was Jonathan Gresham versus Wheeler Yuta in the first round was brilliant. That was the first time I saw Yuta. And ROH did such a great job of video packages kind of showcasing these guys who you may not have heard of, or obviously their mainstay guys. Like Gresham got the video treatment, who'd been there for years. But then Wheeler Yuta, who's just come in, gets the video treatment. That was great. Gresham versus Josh Woods was another great match. Josh Woods, who I'm so happy to see turn up on AEW television this past week properly. I know he's done lots of dark stuff, but now it looks like they properly do it. Fred Yehi, that was another guy who got introduced to me during that Pure tournament. Him and Silas Young had a banger in the first round, and it was the upset almost, because, well, it was the upset where Fred Yehi won. And I don't know what else. I'm going to throw out, just again, to show some love for Impact Wrestling. But Impact Wrestling, Slammiversary 2020, I think it was, the first match between Jordan Grace and Deonna Purrazzo, where Deonna got the win to win the Knockouts women's title. That was, man, that was so good. That was such a brilliant match. But this has been the Wrestling News here on Sunday with myself, Andrew Pollard, at What Culture Wrestling. Be sure to come and give us a follow at What Culture WWE on Twitter. Follow myself if you want at Cultured Left Peg on Twitter. Be sure to like, subscribe, comment, share, follow, blah, blah, blah. Most importantly, as ever, just have a great day. I hope your Sunday goes cool. I hope whatever you've been up to so far has been good. I hope whatever is ahead for the rest of the day, whether you're doing jack all or you've got massive plans, I hope they go super cool. I will be back next Sunday. I believe it's Murray and Wilborn are back tomorrow on the news. Go and check out Hamlet and Phil's watch along and recap of SummerSlam. And if you haven't watched SummerSlam, go and see it. It was a really cool. I really enjoyed it. It was a really cool. Sorry about that. It was a really cool premium live event. And with that, I'm out of here. I'm going to drink more coffee and do some work, and I will catch you next weekend.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.